Do you approve or disapprove of the job Congressman Steve Womack is doing in the 3rd District? 44% approve, 29% disapprove, and 27% don't know. And in the 4th District, do you approve or disapprove of the job Congressman Mike Ross is doing? 43% approve, 29% disapprove, and 28% don't know. So to both of our political pundits, what can you read from these numbers since Congressman Ross is not running for re-election?
Well, I think the biggest thing we can read is Democrats are probably very disappointed that Congressman Mike Ross is not running for re-election. Those are great numbers for the congressman. He is one of the Democrats who has really defied conventional wisdom the last few years. The tide has kind of shifted against Democrats, certainly on the national level that we've seen here in the state. We saw that happen with Blanche Lincoln in the previous election cycle. But Congressman Ross has kind of defied that wisdom. He's proven himself, and he's proven that he can convince his district that he is a conservative Democrat who listens to them. He does numerous town halls, travels his district more than probably anyone else. And the fact that he's not running for re-election has got to be a tremendous blow to Democrats in that district, because now it's most certainly in play for Republicans. We've seen two very strong candidates announced for that district in Beth Ann Rankin and Tom Cotton. Either one of them look like they could take that district. They're going to have the funds to really compete down in that district. And so the fact that he's not running for re-election is a great opportunity for Republicans to perhaps win all four districts in the state for the first time ever.
One of the things, you know, as we looked at those numbers was really intriguing in that, you know, there's a theory among the Republican Party that the 4th district, it's gone Republican, you know, Democrats can't win it. But when you start looking at the poll that we just conducted, of all the 4 congressional districts, when it comes to people who identify as Democrats, it was the largest spread. 33% of people we polled said they were Democratic, and only 22% identified the Republican Party. So that is a significant spread of a real Democratic influence going into this election. Now, right now, once again, Democrats don't have their act together in South Arkansas either. There's not yet an announced candidate who can take on this seat. But Mike Ross has shown the pathway to victory through his time in Congress. As you remember, he defeated Republican Jay Dickey back in 2000. You know, he's shown that as long as you're a culturally conservative, you have to also be conservative economically, that people will vote for you. And he showed it time and time again. You know, it's interesting, back in 2010, there was a Republican tidal wave that swept over Arkansas. Republicans swept into constitutional offices. They picked up a ton of seats in the state legislature. But yet the best that they can do in South Arkansas was only get 40% of the vote with a pretty well-funded Republican candidate. And looking at it, you would know Republican primary politics better than I would, but it seems like Beth Ann Rankin is the sort of the front runner for the nomination, which I think she would be a very weak general election candidate. The classic example of the Christine O'Donnell in Delaware or Sharon Angle in Nevada, it could turn out that Republicans nominate the one person that would be easily beaten. Tom Cotton would obviously be a good candidate as well, but he also could be beaten just because that district, believe it or not, is still Democratic, and going into a presidential year where turnout is high, it's a seat that we can definitely hold on to. But they have to be the right kind of candidate.
Well, I really think in that district, you have to look past the partisan label. One of the reasons I think Mike Ross had the success that he had was, if you look at his voting record, 40% of the time he voted with Republicans when he was in Washington, D.C. He many, many times opposed his own party. I think it's a very conservative district. And I don't think a Democrat can win in that district unless they prove to their voters that they're conservative. I think a new Democrat that's not well known will have a lot more difficult time proving that, because they don't have a track record, a voting record to run on and to point to, as Congressman Ross did. So someone coming in fresh from the ground that isn't well known, hasn't proven themselves, I think they're going to be labeled with that party of Barack Obama, President Obama, more than someone like Ross would be. And so I think the nationalization of politics in that district is, you're probably going to see that dynamic more than you may even some of the other districts.
Well, right now, none of the candidates are known. Tom Cotton is not known. Beth Ann Rankin is not known. And I would remind you that back in 2000, when Congressman Mike Ross first ran, nobody knew who he was either. He was a state senator from Prescott, Arkansas, in this massive district. So the thing about campaigns is you spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars so that you get known. And I think the Democratic candidate, whoever he or she will be, will have the funds, will be able to define themselves, that they're Arkansas Democrat, you know, culturally conservative, and worried about what happens here in Arkansas.
Sure. Of course, I think it's a completely different dynamic this year than it was when Congressman Mike Ross ran the first time. He had President Bill Clinton flying in on Air Force One to campaign for him to try to help him win that district. I don't think Barack Obama is going to be flying in to help whatever candidate is in that district, and I don't know they would want him to do that. Bill Clinton was obviously a very positive asset for Ross whenever he ran. And, Bill Clinton is, the home state. He's from that district, grew up in that district. So that was a very positive aspect for Ross that this candidate won't have this time around. Tom Cotton, Beth Ann Rankin, you're right, they're not as well known. But Republicans don't have to prove that they're conservative. People assume most of the time that Republicans are the conservative party. They're known as being the party that's usually on the right. And that district leans to the right. And so they'll come into it with that advantage of already people thinking that they're conservatives, whereas Democrats have to almost apologize for the fact that they're Democrats.
I don't think anybody has to apologize for being a Democrat. There's no Democrat in the state that has to apologize for standing up for what they believe in terms of fighting for, the middle class, which the Republican Party hasn't done a good job of over the years. So I think it's going to be a real fight. But right now, as I've said, I've conceded, Democrats don't have a candidate yet, so until they do, let's defer the conversation.
Going to be fun to watch.
It'll be definitely.